settlers seldom went, but hardy, brave, and strong. The whole country was covered with forests and swamps. The greater part of it was very misty and cold. There were no roads, no bridges, no streets, no houses that you would think deserving of the name. A town was nothing but a collection of straw-covered huts hidden in a thick wood with a ditch all round and a low wall made of mud or the trunks of trees placed one upon another. The people planted little or no corn, but lived upon the flesh of their flocks and cattle. They made no coins, but used metal rings for money. They were clever in basket work, as savage people often are, and they could make a coarse kind of cloth and some very bad earthenware. But in building fortresses, they were much more clever. They made boats of basket work, covered with the skins of animals, but seldom, if ever, ventured far from the shore. They made swords of copper mixed with tin, but these swords were of an awkward shape and so soft that a heavy blow would bend one. They made light shields, short pointed daggers, and spears, which they jerked back after they had thrown them at an enemy by a